Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Towson Radio, a weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about the backup plan. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. So, this past weekend, I completed the first 5K of my adult life. Now, I honestly can't say I ran the 5K, but I did complete it. I signed up months ago and got myself into gear about 1 month ago to begin preparing for it. However, I overestimated my existing level of physical ability and underestimated how long it would take for me to get up to speed, both figuratively and literally. Once I was willing to be honest with myself about where I stood, I realized I wasn't going to be able to run the entire 5K. Since it equates to about 3.1 miles, I then decided to get to a point where I could run the first mile, walk the second, and run the third. However, that plan got sidetracked when I didn't train at all during spring break, and my knees began to hurt during the latter part of that week. Needless to say, the idea of doing the 5K at all was beginning to become a little bit elusive. So once again, I had to alter my plans. But I decided that I was going to complete the 5K no matter what. Did I run the entire thing? No. Did I at least run two-thirds of it? No. But I did run as much as I could and basically completed it through several sets of run-walk intervals. That was my backup plan. So now that you see the end of your second semester and first full year of college approaching, is your initial plan being executed? Did you, like me, overestimate your abilities and the time it would take to get up to speed? How are you going to modify your initial academic plan to accommodate any health, motivational, and or intellectual challenges that you face? What is your backup plan? No one's saying you can't do what you initially set out to do. You may just have to alter your plan in order to achieve those goals. In actuality, everyone should have some type of a backup plan. Sometimes as college students, we begin to experience our chosen major, get into the classes, and find that it's not a good fit. Sometimes our academic performance dictates that we have to choose something else. Either way, the possibility that you may not complete your college degree with the major with which you entered is very real. We talked last week about keeping it real, and if you are being honest with yourself, you know where you stand and how likely it is that you will reach the goals you created for yourself back in January. So don't feel like it's the end of the world if you have to make a change to your major and or the time it takes for you to complete your degree. You won't be the only person in college history to do so, and it won't make you unemployable. Doesn't mean you can't go to graduate or professional school. It just means you have to do things differently. So as you work to complete your degree with more than the minimum to graduate, you will find that you are creating options for yourself. But you have to be honest and think about what you will do if things don't always work out. Reevaluate every course and every semester. Take stock of where you are, how much you're enjoying your major, how well you're doing in your major, and what you need to do to keep going. It takes very high level of self-awareness to be able to get ahead of the changes that are happening in your academic life instead of reacting to them. So as you take a look at where you currently stand, determine if you're going to be able to do what you came to college to do in the amount of time that you originally planned to do it. If not, what will you do? And what is your backup plan? Take the time to figure it out now so that you don't have to react to it later. That's all for this evening's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. You can also check out my blog every week, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.